And we are back, hour number two, a getaway Friday morning, October 25th, a getaway donut morning is what it's been here on WWGH Radio. 15 minutes past the hour. Isn't it something? I don't have any donuts here. You would think with all the talk of donuts this morning that I would have some donuts here. You know, my favorite type of donut, I was trying to think of this. I like the cake donuts, oddly enough. I know people don't like those cake donuts, but those are okay. I do like the cake donuts. I like those donuts that come in a, what are they called? They're in that orange bag in the store. You know what I'm talking about. They don't really look like donuts, but they come in an orange bag. You can buy them in the grocery store. And then I also like the just kind of the regular old donuts, glazed donuts. But the glazed, well, I don't know. There are some grocery stores that you go into where the glazed donuts are actually pretty good. I know that Kroger has a pretty good glazed donut, and there are some other stores as well. But a glazed donut from a donut shop, like Tim Hortons or like, what are the other donut shops? Tim Hortons. Andrew's Pastries, of course, where probably the best donuts in Marion are over at Andrew's Pastries. And what's the other donut place? There's one I'm leaving out. Tim Hortons, Andrew's Pastries. We don't have a Dunkin' Donuts yet. What's the other donut place I'm leaving out? I know there's one that I'm dropping off here. What's the other restaurant you can get really good donuts? 740-383-9944. Now, here's a question for you. Why don't restaurants have donuts on the menu? Can you think of any sit-down restaurant that has donuts on the menu? I can't think of a single one. They have every other kind of breakfast in the world, but they do not have donuts. And I don't know of any fast food chain that has donuts. I don't think McDonald's has donuts. Burger King doesn't have donuts. Wendy's, I don't even think, is open for breakfast. They don't have donuts. Why do you think that is? Why do fast food places and restaurants not have donuts on the menu? I've never thought about that. See? We learn stuff here together. Well, anyway, talking breakfast, do want to remind you the Morrill United Methodist Church at 206 West Neff Street in Morrill, Ohio, is having their old-fashioned farm breakfast tomorrow, 7:30 a.m. to 10 a.m., Saturday, October 26th. It's an all-you-can-eat old-fashioned farm breakfast. Sausage, gravy, and biscuits, bacon, sausage, pancakes, scrambled eggs, home fries, orange juice, and coffee will be on the menu. Carryout is available, and the church is wheelchair accessible. $6 for adults, $3 for children 12 and under. That's a heck of a meal for that price, $6. Great church, the Morrill United Methodist Church, tomorrow, Saturday, October 26, 7:30 a.m. to 10 a.m., the old-fashioned farm breakfast. Charlie Evers coming up this morning, 10 a.m. till 12 noon. And don't forget, I'll be back today on the air live from 12 to 1 with Charlie, doing our talk of minutia. But our trivia questions are still here. We've had two winners this morning. Roger and I lost my paper. Roger, I lost my paper, was not one of the winners. Roger and Suzanne White have won this morning. Wilds and zoo tickets. See, I cleared my throat there in the microphone. A real radio person would not do that. They would turn off the microphone before they cleared their throat. But I just went right ahead and cleared it on the air. Unprofessional. Anyway, here we go. The questions. Oh, this has been around for a while. What did the Trix Rabbit say before the kids? We all know what the kids have said. We're talking about the Trix Rabbit, the rabbit on the Trix cereal box. He said something years ago that made the kids say, "Silly rabbit, tricks are for kids," which is what the big catchphrase is. Silly rabbit, tricks are for kids. But what did the rabbit originally say? Does anybody know? 740-383-9944. Here's one we haven't even had a guess on yet. How many cups of coffee does Dunkin' Donuts sell every second? Now think of the time frame there. Every second. There's another second. There's another second. There's another second. There's another second. How many cups of coffee does Dunkin' Donuts sell every second? Now, I'll give you another question, because right before we went to break, we got the Dunkin' Donuts spokesperson. It was Fred the Baker, and they're saying, time to make the donuts. Let's see here. Okay, new question. How many... I love this question. How many types of donuts does Dunkin' Donuts sell in the United States? Now, there's a good one. How many types of donuts does Dunkin' Donuts sell in the United States? Does anybody have any guesses on that one? How many ways are there to make a donut? Well, Dunkin' Donuts has found a few. How many types of donuts does Dunkin' Donuts... How many different types of donuts does Dunkin' Donuts sell in the United States? How many cups of coffee does Dunkin' Donuts sell every second? And the other question, what did the Trix Rabbit say, which got all the kids saying, silly rabbit, tricks are for kids? Does anybody know? 740-383-9944. Phone lines are open. We've got tickets to the Columbus Zoo, which are good through the first of the year. We've got tickets to Jack Hanna's Wilds, which are good, I think, through the weekend. We've got tickets to the Sleepy Hollow event down at Tecumseh, the kind of scary event that goes on down there for Halloween, which I think are good through the end of the month. Huntsman Auto Oil Change. All kinds of good stuff here at WWGH Radio. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, I got a question for you. I keep seeing these signs around town saying no new taxes. You know anything what they're talking about? Have you seen what I'm talking about? Kind of like on the edge 309, and then I saw one at the mall.
I think what they're referring to, and I don't really know for sure, but my guess is, as in past years, is they're referring to the fire levies that are on the ballot this time, and they're referring...
Oh, okay.
And probably the MRDD levy, which I think would also be a tax increase. But, you know, I just admire fire people so much. And
I say the same thing in life. I think if they're misusing their budget, we got to get rid of the leaders into it. But, I mean, if they're saying they need it, we got to give it to them, unfortunately, you know.
Well, that's
always my theory, you know.
Well, you know how I look at that thing. What I feel about it is that I understand a lot of it's based in property taxes and a lot of it's based in sales tax. But you know what? If your property is on fire and there's not enough fire people to come and put out the fire, who cares if your property taxes go up?
Yeah, absolutely. Life, I just wondered in life, I hadn't heard anybody else talking about taxes, and I was like, I wonder what in the world that's about. So I didn't mean to disturb you. You have a nice day.
No, you call in anytime. Thank you.
Yes,
bye-bye.
Sir.
Yeah, and I don't know for sure, and again, I don't know because I didn't put the signs up, but it's been my understanding over years that what those no new taxes signs have to do with are levies and bond issues and things like that. And this time, it would probably be the firefighters. I know they have a lot up. And the MRDD. Those are the ones I can think of. I don't know if there were any school levies this time or not. None that I can think of. But I could be wrong. And if anybody else knows what those signs are about, let me know. 740-383-9944. All right. What did the Trix Rabbit say? This is our long-term question, 24 and a half minutes past the hour. What did the Trix Rabbit say that got all the kids saying, silly rabbit, tricks are for kids? And I want some guesses on these other questions, because these are my two favorite. How many cups of coffee does Dunkin' Donuts sell every second? How many cups of coffee does Dunkin' Donuts sell every second? And how many types of donuts does Dunkin' Donuts have in the United States? How many different types? And I wonder about this question because it says United States. So Dunkin' Donuts overseas, do they have different varieties of donuts in other places? Like, what would be a different type of variety that you would not sell in the United States? Like in France, would you have French donuts? French fry donuts? I don't know. In Italy, would you have spaghetti and donuts? Maybe in... I don't know. All right, help me out here. Bail me out. 740-383-9944. Oh, I'm getting corrected here. Hold on. Just got a note in from the newsroom here. Okay. Oh, had Wendy's for breakfast this morning. Oh, okay. Apparently, Wendy's does have breakfast. I have misspoken. Sorry. I did not realize Wendy's had a breakfast. But I do appreciate people pointing out. What does Wendy's serve for breakfast? I've never been to Wendy's for breakfast. I've been to McDonald's. I've been to Burger King. I've been to Tim Hortons and places like that. But what does... All right. The person who sent me this note. If you're so smart, what does Wendy's serve for breakfast? What did you have for breakfast this morning at Wendy's? Does anybody know about Wendy's serving breakfast out there? I don't believe this is a true thing. I think somebody's trying to put me on here. Has anybody ever been to Wendy's for breakfast? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Does anybody know what Wendy's serves for breakfast? Or what? I bet you can't get a donut. Why do fast food places and restaurants not serve donuts? Why can you not get that on the menu? Does anybody know that? I don't understand that. Does anybody have an answer? 740-383-9944. Oh, I'm getting the... this is like having a news wire here. Okay, what did this person have from Wendy's this morning? Oh, bacon. They had bacon from Wendy's for breakfast. And they've sent me a picture. See, this is the world of the internet. There's a picture of a Wendy's cup. It's a Wendy's cup on a napkin. Now, I don't see any bacon in this particular picture, but I can tell you the napkin under the Wendy's cup has some kind of stain on it. Now, I don't know if that's a bacon stain. We would have to send that to the lab. But I don't know if this picture proves the case. It's just a Wendy's cup on a napkin. I don't know if that proves that they serve breakfast. Help me out here, listeners. Does Wendy's serve breakfast? I don't think they do. And if the person who's sending me this stuff had bacon, clearly the bacon did not make it. It's gone. The bacon is obsolete at this particular point. Does Wendy serve bacon for breakfast? See, there I go. Clear. What is wrong with my throat this morning? 740-383-9944. Does Wendy serve breakfast? Does anybody know where the word donut came from? Or do we have any answers to our trivia questions? We've got the Huntsman Auto Oil Change. We've got the tickets to the Columbus Zoo. We've got the tickets to the Wilds. We've got the tickets to Sleepy Hollow. What did the Trix Rabbit say that got all the kids saying, "Silly rabbit, tricks are for kids"? How many cups of coffee does Dunkin' Donuts sell every second? Does anybody know that? How many cups of coffee does Dunkin' Donuts sell every second? And how many types of donuts, Dunkin' Donuts, are there in the United States? How many types of Dunkin' Donuts are there in the United States? Does anybody know? 740-383-9944. We've got the prizes here. Or if you just want to answer the question, we'd love to hear from you. Now, here's something. I was talking about Dunkin' Donuts coffee being so popular. But a lot of people used to have coffee recipes. Do you remember this? People would put special things into coffee, and they were always so protective of this. They wouldn't tell you what they were putting in the coffee to make it taste different. Does anybody know or have an old coffee recipe where you would dump something in it or maybe let it brew a little longer or something of that nature. I don't know. It's my understanding, I've never drank in it, that Dunkin' Donuts coffee is a little sweeter. That's what the appeal is to Dunkin' Donuts coffee. Is that the deal? 740-383-9944. Oh, see, now I'm getting the Wendy's breakfast menu. But I don't know. See, that looks like it could have been typed up. I don't know if that's legit or not. We'll have to see. 740-383-9944. And this is so awful to be talking about all these donuts, and I don't have any donuts. No glazed donuts, no milk. See, I'm not a coffee person, so I would not have coffee and donuts. I would have milk and donuts, 2% milk. I'm particular that way. All right. Anybody out there, 740-383-9944. What did the Trix Rabbit say? The Trix Cereal Rabbit. How many cups of coffee does Dunkin' Donuts sell every second? How many types of Dunkin' Donuts are there in the United States? And let's see here. Okay, I have one question left in this round of questioning, so I'll give it to you since it's Friday. What happened in 2005 at a Philadelphia Dunkin' Donuts? Now, this is interesting. Something you would not think would happen at a Dunkin' Donuts. What happened in Pennsylvania in 2005 in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania? What happened in 2005 at a Philadelphia, Pennsylvania Dunkin' Donuts that you would not think would happen? 740-383-9944. That's the story this morning. Could anybody guess? Now, see, that's a good guess. What happened at a Philadelphia, Pennsylvania Dunkin' Donuts in 2005? Something you would not think would happen. Nobody has any guesses on how many varieties of Dunkin' Donuts there are in the United States. Does anybody know how many types of donuts? Shoot out a number. You might get it right. If you come within five, I'll give it to you. How many cups of coffee does Dunkin' Donuts sell every second? If you come within five there, I'll give it to you. All you got to do is shoot out a number. Think about a second. There goes a second. There goes a second. There goes a second. How many cups of coffee does Dunkin' Donuts sell every second? 740-383-9944. Also, we talked so much last week about weird food, but I want to talk this week about breakfast. What do you have for breakfast? Are you having breakfast while you're listening to this show? Or what is your favorite breakfast? Because we're talking about donuts, and then I'm looking at this our menu tomorrow for the Morrill United Methodist Church old-fashioned farm breakfast. Now, is this what people ate on the farm, or is this just a name for this breakfast? Was it sausage and gravy and biscuits and bacon and pancakes and scrambled eggs and home fries and orange juice and coffee? Was that what went on the farm? You'd have a big breakfast like that before you went out? Or did you have to go out and milk the cows and slop the pigs, and then you'd come back in and have breakfast? Does anybody know? I never lived on a farm, so I'm not farm people. I would not know the answer to that. But hopefully one of you does. 740-383-9944. See, I can't imagine somebody working on a farm, you know, getting in their farm clothes at the break of day and having a donut. That doesn't seem like a farm breakfast to me. I don't know. 740-383-9944. Here we are for your listening pleasure today. Does anybody know? 740-383-9944. You know, I'm getting curious about this Dunkin' Donuts coming to Marion, and apparently we've learned that it's not going to go next to the Carlisle restaurant, that it's going to go on the other side of Jiffy Lube. That's kind of interesting. You know what? Let's see. See, this is my type of personality. When I want to know something, I go right to the source. And I want to know if Dunkin' Donuts saying is still time to make the donuts. And I would also like to know if there is a Dunkin' Donuts coming to Marion, because I don't think we have got that answered yet. So let's see here. Is there a way to get in touch with Dunkin' Donuts? Because to me, these are interesting questions to know. See, and I don't think they're called Dunkin' anymore. I'd love to know why Dunkin' Donuts is called just Dunkin' now, instead of Dunkin' Donuts, which I also don't know the answer to. All right. Let's take the call. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, did you get the answer to that tricks?
No, we don't have the answer to the tricks yet.
It's a long sucker. kids love balloon. I love tricks. Disguised as a balloon seller, here's my chance to get some. Hi, how about a trade? Oh, tricks. Raspberry red, lemon yellow, orange. Oh, joy. What? Huh? And he kind of falls down. And some for tricky rabbits.
You know, that's very good, but it has something to do. That's not the line that I have, because mine is just one line, and it has to do with something that rabbits eat.
Well, that's the original. That's off the original commercial of Trix in 1972.
Is that right?
Yes, it is.
That was the original. Now, what did the Trix commercial in 1972 look like?
Well, he grabbed a handful of balloons and they took him up with helium like, and then and he said, "How about a trade?" And the kid says, "Yes." And they did that, and then the balloons broke and he fell down. That's when the kid said, "Sell your rabbits. Tricks are for kids."
Oh, that's interesting.
Yep.
Well, hey, thank you.
You're welcome.
Now, see, but that's not the answer I have. Mine has more to do with what rabbits eat. And that's kind of the idea. And then, of course, the rabbit, or the kids tell the rabbit, silly rabbit, tricks are for kids. So, we don't have the answer for that one yet. We're still holding on there. What did the rabbit say, the tricks rabbit say? How many cups of coffee does Dunkin' Donuts sell every morning? No, that's not right. I can't even read. How many cups of coffee does Dunkin' Donuts sell every second? That's what we're looking for. How many cups of coffee does Dunkin' Donuts sell every second? There are 100... I about gave you the answer there. Gee whiz. see, I got my mind on other things. How many types of donuts does Dunkin' Donuts sell in the United States? Okay, there you go. Somebody guessed that one now. How many types of donuts does Dunkin' Donuts sell in the United States? And what happened at a Dunkin' Donuts in 2005 in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, that would be strange? Does anybody know? 740-383-9944. Tickets to the Columbus Zoo, tickets to the Wilds, tickets to Sleepy Hollow at Tecumseh, and Huntsman Auto Oil Change. 5 quarts of non-synthetic oil for automobiles only. I thought we might get a guess here. Let's see if it's the right one. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott.
Yes.
Is that about food or anything? What is going on with the weasel?
The weasel. Well, at this particular point, I know we're airing repeats of the weasel. I don't know if he'll be back or not, but we're going to air those repeats through the end of October, because we said we would have him on for 6 months, and we'll see what happens.
Yeah, well, that's what I wanted, because I keep playing the repeats.
Yeah, we've
and
been...
Some of them are the same ones every Friday night back in June.
Well, maybe we can get Adam in there to put a new repeat on if he's not going to be live for the next couple weeks.
Yeah, well, I was just wondering, because when he first went off, he said he was having a medical problem or an issue or whatever. We're back in a couple days, and now it's been forever, you know.
Yeah, yeah. I you know, honestly, I really don't know what happened there, but I think, as far as I know, he's good through the end of October, but we'll keep airing the repeats through then, and then if he doesn't come back, I guess we'll fill in with some other programming.
All right.
Thank you.
I'll see you later then.
Bye-bye. Yeah. All right. Now there's a question answered. Does anybody know what the Trix rabbit said? Has something to do with food that rabbits eat? That's the question. How many cups of coffee does Dunkin' Donuts sell every second? How many types of Dunkin' Donuts are there in the United States? And what's the other question here? In 2005, in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, what happened at a Dunkin' Donuts? This is something that you would not think would happen at a Dunkin' Donuts. Kind of interesting. You know what? We've got to get an answer to some of these questions. Are they called Dunkin' or are they called Dunkin' Donuts? That's what we want to know. So, okay, we're going to be covert here this morning. Let's see what we can get done. All right. Okay, how are we going to do this? All right, let's see here. Whoa, do we got it? Oh, great. I can't even work the phone this morning. Boy, it must be a Friday. Oh, there we go. We got a dial tone. Let's see what's going on here. Okay. See if I can dial this right. Okay. We're calling a Dunkin' Donuts to get these answers solved. Let's see what's going on. See if I dialed it right. A dial tone. That's interesting radio. Maybe they've closed up. Oh, no.
Hi, thank you for calling Dunkin' in Belleville. How may I help you?
Yes, I was just wondering, is it just called Dunkin' now, or is it still Dunkin' Donuts?
It depends on which store you call. Ours is still a Dunkin' Donuts, but we are in the process of switching to just Dunkin'.
Oh. Do you know why that happened, why the name change happened?
I'm actually not sure. If you call back in like half an hour, our GM will be in and she can answer those questions for you.
Oh, okay. I just had one more question. Are things busy over there this morning?
Yes, they are.
How many different types of donuts do you have?
Today we have, I think, 26 set out, but it varies. Different seasons have a different amount. It depends on the day.
Oh, okay. What's the most popular donut this morning?
This morning, probably our maple frosted.
Maple frosted. Well, hey, I thank you for the questions, and I'll call back in later on.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Have a wonderful day.
You too.
Bye-bye. Well, there you go. See, we went right to the source. They are changing over to Dunkin's. Now, that particular one is still called Dunkin' Donuts, even though when she answered the phone, I do think she answered it saying Dunkin'. Only 26 varieties of donuts out this morning. They are busy, though. See, this could be a sign for Marion. You know, we want to make Marion better. That's our motto here. We want to make things happy. Well, you know, hey, put a Dunkin' Donuts in. They're busy places, or just Dunkin', whatever you want to call them. And what'd she say was the most popular one? Maple something or another? I don't know. Go ahead, caller.
Was it a wedding at Dunkin' Donuts?
It was a wedding at Dunkin' Donuts.
I just faintly remember that, so I thought, well, I'll try that and see if that's the answer. So.
Now, can you imagine that getting married in a Dunkin' Donuts?
No. I figured they both met at Dunkin' Donuts, and that's where they decide to get married.
Well, it would take care of the reception food. I mean,
yes,
it
would.
You would get a cheap bill on that one.
Wouldn't you, though?
Oh, my. Well,
yes,
hey.
I should say. Okay.
Hey, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yeah, can you believe that? It sounds like an odd story, and I'm sure back then it was. But in 2011, a New Jersey couple got married at a Dunkin' Donuts restaurant on Route 42, or if you're from a different part of the country, Route 42, in 2005... at Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, Dunkin' Donuts. Now, they're a New Jersey couple. I wonder why they went to Philadelphia to get married. I'm sure there's a Dunkin' Donuts in New Jersey. I don't know. I wonder if this is a famous Dunkin' Donuts on Route 42 in Philadelphia. Getting married in a Dunkin' Donuts, doesn't that sound romantic? We talk a lot about marriage on this show. I bet that marriage is bound for a long, long future. You know, you wouldn't have cake at Dunkin' Donuts, so like at the reception, you would probably, what, shove a crawler in somebody's mouth? I don't understand. My brain is so shot this morning. What did the lady say from Dunkin' Donuts was the most popular donut this morning? It was a maple something, wasn't it? I don't even know what I have no idea what that even it was, she said. A maple fritter? Maple crawler? What did she say? I should have wrote it down. But we got the news. Dunkin' Donuts is very busy this morning at 9:30. And don't forget, they also are in the process of changing their name to Dunkin', but she doesn't know why. And 26 varieties are out this morning. Does anybody, you've been listening, what did she say? It was maple, wasn't it? Didn't she say maple? 740-383-9944. Let me know here. All right, somebody's going to help me out because my brain's obviously shot. Go ahead, caller.
I believe she said maple flavored donut.
Was it maple flavored?
Yes.
All right, I thought it was something maple. Is that, do you like the maple donuts?
It's not my favorite, but I can eat it.
Yeah. Do you have a favorite type of donut?
The cake donuts.
I like those cake donuts, too. I think those are pretty good.
Those are good ones to dunk.
Do you dunk them in coffee or something else?
Well, coffee, usually.
Yeah, they're delicious.
Yes, all right.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Yeah, I think she said maple. We'll have to play the tape back later on. But I think it was a maple-flavored donut is the donut of the day at Dunkin' Donuts on this Friday, 46 minutes past the hour. All right, what's your favorite donut, and what do you drink it with? Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Charlie, you talking about that one at Dunkin' Donuts?
Yes.
I do it by giving somebody else a chance to win something. But it's no different than people getting married at White Castle or at Wendy's or any of those places. A lot of people get married where they meet at.
Do you think that's what it is? It's where they meet at?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well,
I know there was a few down in Columbus that got married. It was on the news. They met at White Castle, and that's where they decided to have their wedding at.
Oh, well, you know, it works for me. People got to do what they want to do.
Well, right. Well, as I said, Dunkin' Donuts probably works for them people. So.
Yeah. Well, hey,
whatever works.
Whatever works. Thank you.
Yep.
Now, I wonder if you get married at a Dunkin' Donuts or a White Castle or something like that, do you still wear a tuxedo and a white dress? Because I would think this would be odd to the people who were eating in the Dunkin' Donuts. Like, if you were in Dunkin' Donuts this morning and you were having your maple-flavored donut, and all of a sudden here comes a lady in a white dress and a man in a tuxedo, you would think they were overdressed that morning for the breakfast. I don't know. People do strange things. But to each their own. See, that's the thing. To each their own. Tell your grandkids years from now you got married at the Dunkin' Donuts. Whatever makes you happy. How many types of Dunkin' Donuts are there in the United States? Does anybody know that? What's best to dunk your donuts in? Go ahead, caller.
Scott, they get married where they work.
Oh, you think they probably work at the Dunkin' Donuts?
Yeah, I think like McDonald's and stuff, they've got married like there before, different places, and I think they let them do that because they work there.
Oh, that's interesting. So if you maybe the couple met there working together, and that's why they got married at the Dunkin' Donuts.
Or they still work there.
They still work there.
Yeah, the ones I've seen on TV, I believe they still work there. I think that it was like at a fast food place, like McDonald's or Burger King, and I think they let them get married there because they work there.
Oh.
If it was just somebody ordinary that didn't work there, I wouldn't think they'd hardly let them do it. But.
Well, that's very interesting. Hey, I appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. Goodbye.
Bye-bye. Now, did anybody hear a weird echo there? When she was talking, that was kind of a weird, I don't know what that was. Well, that could be. Is it because maybe they work there? Let's see if we get the weird echo on this call. I don't know what that was. Go ahead, caller.
One of the things the rabbit said in the commercial was, after the kids said what they said, a rabbit said, a rabbit can dream, can't he?
Oh, was that a rabbit can dream? Oh, so did the rabbit say that, or the kids said that?
No, the rabbit. Rabbit says a rabbit can dream,
Caddy. But you see, the rabbit did say something even before that.
Well, you said chicken and the egg, but this was after. So
oh, that's true.
After also,
that's true. This it's a chicken and the egg tongue twister.
Yep.
Hey, thank you.
All
right, 740-383-9944. I'll tell you, we're a full-service show this morning. We've gotten Facebook messages on this, phone calls, and now we've got an email. Let's get to this email, because it looks like this person did some quick research, which we appreciate. The donut that the lady on the phone said was the most popular was the maple frosted donut. All right, that sounds well. Well, I know this person's listening. Thank you for that. Maple frosted donut. I don't think I've ever had one of those. The reason for the name change was to place more emphasis on coffee and other drinks and sandwiches. The name change officially takes effect in January 2020. There have been a few test runs, especially in Boston, where I believe Dunkin' Donuts started. Dunkin' can make a small cake out of donut mixture for a wedding cake. Well, there you go. Hey, not a caller, but an emailer. Hey, thanks for that email, and thanks for all the quick research you did. Now, have you ever heard of that, a donut wedding cake? I've never heard of anything like that. And it's been so long, apparently, since I've been in a Dunkin' Donuts. Can you get sandwiches there? You could not get sandwiches at Dunkin' Donuts when it was here before. And I don't think I've been in a Dunkin' Donuts since. What kind of sandwiches does Dunkin' Donuts sell? Does anybody know? But a maple frosted donut. If anybody asks you, the donut of the day on October 25th is a maple frosted donut. And we heard that from a Dunkin' Donuts employee live on the radio this morning. It's undisputable facts. Maple frosted donut. Donut of the day, October 25th. How many cups of coffee does Dunkin' Donuts sell in a second? 1 second. How many cups of coffee? How many types of Dunkin' Donuts are there in the United States? Does anybody know that? Or, let's see here. What did the rabbit say before the kids said silly rabbit tricks are for kids on the tricks box? We don't have much time left here today. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give us a ring. It's maple frosted donut day today. Maple frosted donut day. You know what? Later on, during the show Charlie and I do from 12 to 1, I'm going to ask, when we called Dunkin' Donuts this morning, what did they say was the donut of the day? Now, remember, it's maple flavor. I got to write this down. See, I would never win the trivia question. Maple frosted. Maple frosted donut. That's going to be the answer later on today. So if you stick with us all day long, it's maple frosted donut. That'll be the trivia question from 12:15 to 1. Now, I can't believe nobody's guessed on these. How many different flavors of donuts are there at Dunkin' Donuts in the United States? 26 this morning they've got out, but they've got more flavors than that. How many cups of coffee does Dunkin' Donuts sell every second? The Trix Rabbit, what did he say that eventually got everybody saying, silly rabbit tricks are for kids? Now, it has to do with the food of a rabbit. Does anybody know what that is? 740-383-9944. Got about 6 minutes left. The Charlie Evers Show coming up from 10:10 a.m. this morning till 12 noon, and then Charlie and I will be back from 12 to 1 doing the exchange and talking about all kinds of interesting things. People have said to me, because I've been harping on this apple butter, they've said, don't talk about apple. Well, not everybody. One person said this to me.
And she, I don't know, maybe she just doesn't like apple butter. But she said, you've got to stop talking about apple butter on the air. You and your apple butter. That's what she said to me. You and your apple butter. I can't help it. I'm trying to get a good apple butter. Somebody the other day told me to go to craft shows and buy apple butter. I don't think I've ever been to a craft show. Do they sell a lot of apple butter at craft shows? I've never heard of that. 740-383-9944. Or do you know what kind of sandwiches they serve at the Dunkin' Donuts? I've never eaten a sandwich at the Dunkin' Donuts. But I guess if you got married there, that would pep it up a little bit. Hard to tell. 5 minutes left to go. Anything anybody want to say this morning? We've gotten emails. We've gotten Facebook messages. We've gotten all kinds of stuff. Has anybody cracked the case as to why donuts are not sold in restaurants? I think that's very interesting. Why can't you get a donut at a restaurant for breakfast? Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, on the tricks, I think you said, I'm a rabbit, and rabbits are supposed to eat carrots. And then he kicks it out. Says something else or something like that.
That is very close. There's just one line missing there. The first line is right. Rabbits are supposed to like carrots, and then he says something else.
Oh, okay.
But
all right.
You're close.
Okay.
Thank you. Yeah, now we're getting close there. It's a two-line thing that the tricks rabbit said. Now, the first line is, rabbits are supposed to like carrots. But then he says one more line. What does the tricks rabbit say? 740-383-9944. How many cups of coffee does Dunkin' Donuts sell every second? Second, second, second. How many types of donuts are there in the United States at Dunkin' Donuts? Does anybody know that? How many types of donuts could there possibly be? Oh, we're getting another Facebook here. Okay. I'm allergic to apples. Well, see, now here we go. Now this person, because she's been listening, God bless her heart, she puts up with me every morning, and she says, Scott, stop talking about the apples, the apple butter. You know, you and your apple butter, you're talking about it every morning, people are tired of it, and here you keep going on and on and on about this apple butter, and now we really know what it was all about. This person is allergic to apples. Now see, that's why I can't talk about apple butter. Because she's allergic to apples, I can't talk about apple butter. There's always a deep-rooted thing. I bet there's somebody out there allergic to donuts who doesn't like me talking about donuts. But I certainly thank the Dunkin' Donuts lady for taking the time to talk to us this morning. I know they're busy. We called right during rush hour at Dunkin' Donuts. If Dunkin' Donuts had a happy hour, this would be it, 9 to 10. I think that's probably their busiest hour. Well, if you're allergic to apples, though, you can still make apple butter for me. Think about it. Go ahead, caller.
I have been wondering, since I must have missed the answer, who was the last sponsor of the charity ball that you kept asking?
Oh, you know what? I don't think we ever gave the answer to that. The last sponsor of the charity ball, which is a business still in business in Marion, was Buckeye Collision.
Oh, okay. Never would have thought of that.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Hey, thank you. It was Buckeye Collision. I don't think we ever did give the answer to that one. That went on for a long time. I got to remember to give the answers to these questions when I discontinue them, when we don't get them. But I always think, well, I'll use that question later. I keep them in a drawer here. But, it was Buckeye Collision was the sponsor of the charity ball that Madge Cooper and I did. The last broadcast of the charity ball, the 80th, back in 2007. All right, you've only got 2 minutes left to go here. How many types of Dunkin' Donuts are there in the United States? How many different types of donuts? Does anybody know? How many types, or how many cups of coffee does Dunkin' Donuts sell every second? And what did the tricks rabbit say? That's the long-term question. We've got one line of it. People are hammering away at this one. Rabbits are supposed to like carrots. And then the tricks rabbit says one more line. What does he say? 740-383-9944. We've gotten the emails this morning. We've gotten the Facebooks this morning. We've gotten the phone calls this morning. We appreciate it. We've had two winners this morning. We thank them. I believe our winners were Roger and Suzanne White. I believe Suzanne's a new winner. Remember, our pickup hours are 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. We also will have the Charlie Evers Show, 10 a.m. to 12 noon, and Charlie and I will be back from 12:15 to 1. And remember, during that show, I'm going to ask you, what is the donut of the day at Dunkin' Donuts? And I'm not going to say it again. I've said it enough here this morning. You're going to have to remember that later on to win the prize when Charlie and I are on the air. And we've also learned that I can't talk about apple butter because there's somebody who is allergic to apples. So I'm not allowed to talk about it anymore. But I would say to that person, I think if you put gloves on, you could still make the apple butter and you would be okay. Because we don't want anybody having an allergic reaction. All right, one more call this morning if somebody wants to call. We got 30 seconds. 740-383-9944. Question, comment, something you want to say, whatever you want to do. We've got 30 seconds before we break, and then Charlie Evers comes on. But don't forget, I'll be back live again, 12:15 to 1 o'clock today with Charlie, talking about everything under the sun, doing a live program here. We're going to take one more call today, 740-383-9944. Very quickly, the Morrill United Methodist Church, 206 West Neff Street, Old Fashioned Farm Breakfast tomorrow, Saturday, October 26th, 7:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. An all-you-can-eat Old Fashioned Farm Breakfast will be served. Sausage, gravy, and biscuits, bacon, sausage, pancakes, scrambled eggs, home fries, orange juice, and coffee. Carry-out is available. The church is wheelchair-accessible. $6 for adults, $3 for children and under. Morrill United Methodist Church, 206 West Neff Street, tomorrow, 7:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. Charlie Evers in 10 minutes, and then I'll be back with Charlie at noon. Don't go anywhere.
And
the legendary star of The Facts of Life, Charlotte Ray, Mrs. Garrett.
Is it how much of Mrs. Garrett is in Charlotte Ray?
Well, I'm not, you know, they made Mrs. Garrett perfect, as in the book.